The hallway outside the conference room smells faintly of bleach and warm electronics. Your shoes squeak on the sterile linoleum as you watch the FDA auditor through the glass. Inside, she clicks her briefcase shut and waits, palm out, for the final data drive that could clear your rapid sepsis diagnostic for approval. At your shoulder, Leo is ghost pale, hands shaking so hard the lanyard on his badge taps against his chest. In a whisper, he admits he miscalibrated the blood centrifuge, and it stayed wrong for the last 4 months. That single setting is enough to make the trial protocol technically invalid. You also know the device itself works. Yesterday, off-label, you used it on a crashing patient and watched the numbers flip fast enough to guide treatment in time. If you tell the auditor about the calibration error, the submission will likely be rejected and a new trial could take 2 years. In those 2 years, patients will keep dying of sepsis without this tool. If you hand over the drive and say nothing, the device could be approved and start saving lives quickly, but you would be committing federal fraud, and Leo looks like he is one question away from blurting everything out. The glass door swings open. The auditor meets your eyes and says, "Ready. What's your call?"